It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? A great awakening.
He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Thursday, everybody. Good to have you listening in on BPN Radio on this Thursday. And we're going to be praying a lot today concerning the presidential election this afternoon and tonight. Fox News is hosting the first presidential debates. And we have some things to say about that. We're going to pray about that. So stay tuned here on BPN Radio on this Thursday. I want to remind you it's a good day, and this is your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or any time, around the clock, around the globe, as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And we're just going to pray and ask God to help us, because we are a nation that needs help. So stay tuned. Okay, we're going to pray today. Father, I just pray your will be done here today on BPN Radio on this Thursday. Your will, plan, and purpose be done in the name of Jesus. And whatever you want to do, Holy Spirit, we ask that you do that as we come by the blood of Jesus and by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, that you are our Father and we are your sons and daughters. We ask that you heal our nation, Lord. We're getting ready to pray.
Lord, we long for you to move in power. There's a hunger deep within our hearts to see healing in our nation. Send your spirit to
our nation, we pray, Lord, pour out your spirit upon this nation, we pray, in Jesus' name. Lord, we need you. We need you to come, Lord, and heal our nation and heal our land today, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, we're praying today concerning our presidential election, our next presidential election. And I know that many, many Christians believe somehow that this is going to be the solution to the healing of our nation. But even though I'm believing for a godly president, for a conservative president, we know that we cannot wait 18 months for a presidential election. We cannot put our hope that somehow the right person is going to be elected. In fact, I don't, unless the Holy Spirit intervenes, unless we have a spiritual turnaround in America, I don't see that happening. I don't see a normal presidential election happening. I know that you may want to contend with that, but we are in desperate straits in America, and time is running out on us, and we must pray. We must have a group. We must have a group of people that stand in the gap, make up the hedge, to seek God concerning the salvation of our nation. And, the major subject that we need to be talking about as a nation, I pray, will be tonight, and that is abortion. The aborting of 55 million babies. And we're finding out more and more about the development of a baby in the womb. And, they want to call it a fetus. They want to call it saying that a baby... You know, the issue has been going on now since 1973, since the Supreme Court passed the right. Man said, that Americans have the right to an abortion. But we know that taking the life of anyone is unpleasant, displeasing, disobedient to our God. And we have violated principles over the years in our nation, and consequently, we are suffering the consequences of our disobedience and our falling away. So we need to pray today. We need to pray. And I'm so thankful that you are praying with me. Can we take some time here on this Thursday to seek the face of God on behalf of our nation? Can we stand in the gap, make up the hedge? Can we, who know the Lord Jesus Christ, we believe in the power of prayer. We don't believe that it's que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be. And I know there's some people that believe that. They don't believe that. Even Christians, they don't believe that it's necessary that we pray, because everything on God's timetable, on God's calendar, has already been set, whether we pray or not. But we know that if we pray, and as we pray, then things can turn around. And so I believe that's why I keep praying. And the Holy Spirit has not told me to quit praying. And I'm encouraging you to pray with me right now. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray, Lord, for our nation, for America. And we repent today. We repent today on behalf of the sins of our nation. And Lord, we know that Daniel said, while I was praying and repenting for my sins and the sins of my people, Nehemiah, he declared the same thing. He repented on behalf of his city, on behalf of his people. And today, in Jesus' name, Lord, I repent on behalf of my sins and the sins of my nation. We have turned away from you. I repent for taking prayer out of our public school system. I repent for taking the Ten Commandments off the wall. I repent, Lord, for the legislation that has been passed concerning same-sex marriage, which totally violates Scripture, because it's nowhere in the Bible that that's ever happened. And the thing that we have stood on, the principle that we've stood on since the founding of this nation concerning marriage, is now being violated. And Father God, we don't believe that George Washington had it wrong. We don't believe that the framers of our Constitution had it wrong. We know, Lord, that our nation was founded upon the principles of your word. And we repent for violating Scripture. We repent for violating principle. And Lord, I intercede for ministers and Christian leaders all across America that is no longer finding it necessary to repent. But Lord, we know that that is not scriptural. We know that if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father, which is Christ Jesus. And Lord, we do believe in grace today, but we know that grace can be carried to the extreme. Anything that we do can be carried to an extreme. And help us today, Lord, to get on our knees and intercede on behalf of our nation, our land that we see being desecrated. We need your help, Lord. We pray for the presidential debates tonight. We pray, Lord, that the issue concerning abortion, the issue concerning Planned Parenthood, selling baby parts, how low we have stooped, and yet there are many women in Washington, D.C. who will continue to defend this. We become numb. We become calloused. We become indifferent. And God, I call upon every Christian today listening to this broadcast here on BPN Radio to join me in praying for this debate tonight, that these procedures concerning Planned Parenthood and concerning the aborting of babies in this nation will be addressed, and that we will not ignore. I know there's a lot of issues, but this is the major issues now, because blood is upon the hands of a nation called the United States of America. And may we as Christians, may we as your sons and daughters understand the major consequences of us violating Scripture and murdering babies in the womb, out of the womb, and selling their body parts. Can we sober up long enough as a nation, running to and fro with our own busyness, with our own busy schedule? Can we take time to seek your face, Lord, and listen carefully to these men and this woman that are involved in this debate tonight, hosted by Fox News? Can we listen and hear what they are saying concerning the moral issues of our nation? And Father God, we have lost our moral compass. Help us, God. Help us, God. Help us, God. And we disagree. We disagreed then and we disagree now with a presidential candidate who said it's about the economy, stupid. We disagreed then and we disagree now that it's not about the economy in our nation. It's about the morality of our nation. Because any nation that has gone down morally, has forgotten you, has ended in destruction. And we repent today on behalf of our nation, and we pray for the presidential debates tonight in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Can a nation be saved? Can a nation be changed? I do believe it can happen. And there are signs of destruction in America, because I believe that history does repeat itself. And I believe that we are living in the days that the prophets talked about, they prophesied about, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel. And I do believe that history is repeating itself. What happened then is a reminder of what can happen again today. As a prayer leader in America since 1967, as a national prayer and prophetic voice since 1985, I just know that the Holy Spirit is speaking to me. And can we be changed? We can. I'm going to talk about, in just a moment, I'm going to talk about the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah. What was it that caused their downfall? And the prophet clearly defines what happened. But I just want to know that America can still be changed. I want you to know that America can still be saved. But we must get on our knees again, and we must pray. I'll be back to share some very important things concerning America, concerning this nation that we love, and this nation where we have been planted, this nation where we occupy at this very moment in history. We could have been born any time in history past. We could have been born any time in history future. But here we are now in 2015. What will we do? I love America. I love the United States of America. And the Holy Spirit has spoken to me since I first led prayer at the White House in 1995 to mobilize 1,000 churches, which we have done. And now I'm believing for 1,000 prayer leaders, 1,000 cities who will join me in praying for another spiritual awakening in America. And I'm still praying because the Holy Spirit has not told me to quit. But I do believe there's hope, and I believe that a nation can be changed if we pray. Here's Matt Redman. Can a nation be changed? Can a nation be saved?
Can a nation be changed? Can a nation be saved? Can a nation be turned back to you? We're on our knees.
Okay, there you have it. Matt Redman, we're on our knees again. Father, we are on our knees again, interceding on behalf of this nation, interceding on behalf of the cities in this nation. In Jesus' name, would you come and would you heal this land, Lord? Would you heal our nation? Heal our land. Father, we need you, O God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And the Bible said that the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah, you said, well, the mercies of God are new every morning in America. I understand. And the mercies of God have been extended day after day to our nation. But we are in a moral downfall. We are in a spiritual downfall. I'm thankful for all the churches and people are praying. But as a nation as a whole, we must have a turnaround. And what was the Bible said in the book of Isaiah? The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, Ezekiel chapter 16 and verse 49 concerning the sins of Sodom. It said, look, this was the iniquity. This was the iniquity of your sister Sodom. She and her daughter had pride. Okay, here we go. These were the ingredients on the downfall of Sodom and Gomorrah. First of all, they had pride. We as a nation are a haughty nation. When the Twin Towers were torn down, the leadership of our nation said, we will rebuild these towers and we will build higher. And so they have built a higher tower. We are a prideful nation. We are a haughty nation. I love America, but we are full of pride. And we have the opinion that everything is going to continue as it was. Nothing and no one can bring us down. Our borders have been safe for all of these decades, and nobody will dare come against us. And so we are a prideful nation. So the first sin that Sodom and Gomorrah had was pride. The second sign of their downfall was fullness of food. Now, I love to eat like most everybody else, but we have never seen a time in our nation where everything is concentrated on food. We have all of these different food channels and people selling books about food and taking pictures of food. And we're always talking about the next restaurant that we're going to go to. We're talking about the next recipe. We in America seem to be living for the next meal, where we can go out to the next good restaurant. So we're concentrating on fullness of food. Nothing wrong with going to a nice restaurant or having a nice meal until we become consumed with that. It's a sign of our departure. It's a sign of our downfall. Food, fullness of food. And while most of the world will go to bed hungry tonight, we in America have fullness of food. And it seems to be that as long as we can have just another good meal, that we are content. Even though the enemy is lurking at our doorstep, even though our walls have been broken down and our gates have been burned with fire, as long as we can have another good meal, we're okay. So Sodom and Gomorrah, the downfall, the iniquity, the ingredients of their demise, first of all, they had pride. They were very proudful. Place. And then they had fullness of food. And then the third ingredient was an abundance of idleness. They had too much time on their hands. I mean, how many, it's overwhelming to go into a bookstore and to see all of the books that are hand to read. It's overwhelming to see how many movie channels are available, how many TV channels are available, and you can subscribe now to a channel where you can get all of the movies you could ever want. Every title, every one of these movies are at your disposal. We have the internet. We have social media. And social media is taking on a life of its own with YouTube and the Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And now we have a new one called Periscope where people can just follow you around and see what you're doing at all times. We are consumed with it all. We have all of these pornographic channels. We have sports channels. We have everything imaginable. And we only have so much time. So what is happening? We are being consumed with an abundance of idleness and put on that all of the games that our young people can play. Everything at our disposal, all of the theatrical productions, all of the car shows, all of the major events that is happening, and it goes on and on and on. And how do we have time for all of these things? Because we have an abundance of idleness. An abundance of idleness. And our productivity as a nation gets less and less. Our time with our own family, it's less and less. Our time just to communicate with each other becomes less and less. And it's all because of an abundance of idleness. So what was the downfall of Sodom and Gomorrah? First of all, they had pride. Next of all, they had fullness of food. I'm reading from the scripture. And next of all, they had an abundance of idleness. And then the fourth thing, they did not strengthen the hands of the poor and needy. We leave that to the government. We leave it to the government to pass out food stamps. And people that cannot work, that can work, won't work. And the people that really do need help, we don't reach out to them, the poor and the needy. And we know that, for instance, almost 1 million Christians have been dislodged from their homes in Syria, Iraq, and other places, particularly in Iraq and Syria, the poor and the needy. But how much help are we giving them? And most of our foreign aid these days and times goes to people that really don't need that. But we need to be helping the poor and needy. We need to be reaching out to the conditions we see around the world, people that really do need help. And they've been ravaged by disease and famine and driven from their homes, and particularly those in Iraq, Christians in Iraq, living out in open spaces with very little food and shelter. Even in America, we have some that are poor and needy. And it is not just monetarily that we are speaking about. We're talking about people that really are going through difficult times, poor and needy. And we think that medication is the only answer for those who have mental disorders or those who are depressed or oppressed, when they really need the hand of Jesus. Many of them need deliverance from demonic powers, demonic oppression, powers of darkness. The poor and needy in spirit, it's not just a physical problem. It's a spiritual problem, an emotional problem. And it's a problem that can be resolved through prayer and Christians reaching out to people that really need help. They need deliverance. They need a sanctuary, not just a physical sanctuary, but a spiritual sanctuary they can run to. We need to be reaching out to them. And so Sodom and Gomorrah, they did not strengthen the hands of the poor and needy. And then the final downfall, they committed abominations. They were haughty, and they committed abominations. They were haughty, and they committed abominations. And we in America, by and large, become very haughty, saying no one can bring us down, so no one can come into these borders. No one, they can come in because the walls have been broken down and the gates have been burned with fire. God help us. Jesus, help us. And then finally, the final ingredient in the downfall of Sodom and Gomorrah was abomination. And we are in a time now of great abomination in America. And we have traded the truth for a lie. And we have embraced homosexuality. We have embraced same-sex marriage. And we have embraced transgenders, bigenders, agenders, third genders, side genders, gender fluids. And, we're encouraging people to, if they don't like being a man, they feel like they're a woman, then they can change their sex. We know that God created a man to be a man, a woman to be a woman, and yet we're having all of these abominations happening in America. And we're making morality a joke in this nation. And we know that if we look at Sodom and Gomorrah, the final phase, the final chapter in the destruction of those twin cities was homosexual gangs roaming the cities and wanting to rape other men, wanting to tear down the door at Lot's house because of the two angels they wanted to have sex with. So we're living in perilous times, and voices that are silent today concerning these issues. And we're living in a time when very few voices are crying out concerning the sins of our nation. And, the Bible talks about shepherds who are not warning their people. Shepherds that are turning away from the truth. The Bible said that the shepherds have erred through wine, through intoxicating drink are out of the way. The priest and the prophet have erred through intoxicating drink. They're swallowed up by wine. They're out of the way through intoxicating drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. For all tables are full of vomit and filth. No place is clean. God help us, we pray. God help us, we pray. In Jesus' name, may we turn back to you, O God. May we turn back to you, O Lord, because we need you. We desperately need you. And we know there is a cry today for people, for prophetic voices to speak smooth things. And the Bible said, there will be people who will say to the seers, that's the prophets, do not see. And to the prophets, do not prophesy to us right things. Speak to us smooth things. Prophesy deceits. And I know that there are so many prophets today that they're talking about everything is going to be okay. Everything is going to be all right. And God has not forgotten America. He has not forgotten America. But we are living in perilous times when people are sinning. The Bible said there come a day they could not blush. They will not be able to blush. I mean, people are not embarrassed about anything. Anything that they do is without embarrassment. We're living in those times, in those days. And so we pray. And who's going to stand? Who's going to stand? on this bridge of intercession who's going to stand. Father, we pray. We pray for intercessors. We pray for our nation. We cry out for the United States of America. How can we say that all is well when babies' body parts are being sold? When we consider the life of a lion, and we certainly consider the value of an animal, but how can we consider the life of an animal more than the life of a little baby? That's because we have erred in America. Our moral compass has been turned upside down. And there's an outcry when a lion is destroyed, but silence when millions of babies are destroyed. God help us. And we pray for intercessors. Lord, I pray for 1,000 prayer leaders. Doesn't cost anything. Just have a weekly prayer gathering. Gather people into your home or gather people in from your neighborhood. Gather people into the apartment building and pray and cry out to your God. Help us, Lord. Help us, oh God. We need your help. We must have you now. Who's going to stand? Here's Chris Folsom. Who's going to stand on this bridge tonight? A song of intercession. Will you stand on behalf of your land?
Stand with me on this bridge tonight. I'm calling out to brothers and sisters to stand up and fight. There's one thing from history we should all learn. If we don't make a stand together, the bridge will burn. Who's gonna stand? Who's gonna stand? Reading the signs, but can you hear the beating of the drums from the enemy lines? The time for lofty words and shaking fists has come and gone. Take up your sword and shield, for the battle lines have been drawn.
Okay, there you have Chris Folsom. Who's going to stand? Who's going to stand with me on this bridge tonight? I'm calling out to brother and sister to stand up and fight. If there's one thing from history, we should have learned that if we don't make this stand together, this bridge may burn. Who's going to stand? Who's going to stand? Who's going to stand with me here tonight? Some say that I be crazy for misreading the signs. Can't you hear the beating of the drums from enemy lines? The time for lofty words and shaking fists has come and gone. Take up your sword and shield, for the battle lines have been drawn. For your sons and all your daughters, for all that you hold dear, would you lay down your life or lock your doors and hide away in fear? Who's going to stand with me on this bridge tonight? I swear you will regret the day you didn't stand and fight. For when we stand together, we be more than flesh and bone. When our spirits are united, we don't have to stand alone. Who will stand with me on this bridge tonight? I'm calling out to brothers and sisters to stand up and fight. If there's one thing from history, we should have learned that if we don't make this stand together, this bridge may burn. Chris Folsom, that's the words of his song that he's been singing. And so I'm just declaring today a warning. You say, is there hope for our nation? Absolutely. If there was not hope for the nation, I would not have gone across America for the past 30 years. Gene and I have traveled millions of miles calling for prayer leaders, training individuals to pray, training churches to pray, which we would have never done had we not have believed there was hope for our nation. And I know that there are people who are standing in the gap, making up the hedge. I know of prayer groups led by great men and women of God who are interceding on behalf of this nation. But we must continue to stand. We cannot let down our guard. We must not be on the defensive. We must be on the offensive. And we need to be praying for our leaders, our Christian leaders, as well as our political leaders. We need to be praying for them. I do pray for my president. I do pray for my vice president. I pray for my congressman. I pray for my county sheriff. Pray for my mayor. I pray for my governor, and I pray for my two senators. I do pray for those in authority, because the Bible has told us that we're to pray for those in authority everywhere. But I'm also praying for pastors. And you need to be praying for your pastor, your Christian leader. We know that Satan desires to divide and conquer. Smite the shepherd, the sheep will flee. And I'm praying for shepherds, that they will stand. They will stand, and they will teach the people the difference between godliness and ungodliness, righteousness and unrighteousness. You know, Jeremiah, I believe we're living in the days of Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel. I believe that what happened in the past will happen in the future unless we pray, because history really does repeat itself. But the Bible says in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 7, will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, burn incense to Baal, walk with other gods whom you do not know, and then come and stand before me in this house which is called by my name, and say, we're delivered to do all these abominations. Has this house which is called by my name become a den of thieves in your eyes? Behold, even I have seen it, says the Lord. And so what are we talking about? Baal gods. We're talking about gods of pleasure and selfishness and self-centeredness, and people doing their own thing, and then come to the house of God and say, we have been delivered to do all of these things because we accepted Christ. He's in us. Us is in him. We in him. And now we're just delivered to live a life of the way that we wanted to live. And we have an extremism going on in America that in my 49 years, even I was raised in the ministry and saw this movement called the Latter Rain Movement, and how it started out how it started out in righteousness and godliness, and then it just began to deteriorate. It was known as the Greasy Grace movement, where everybody did those things that they felt like they were free to do. And church leaders and Christian leaders begin to exchange wives, and they begin to become drunkards, and they begin to become intoxicated. And their lives were in shambles. And the Christian movement, particularly the prophetic movement, suffered dramatically in those days, as I read history. And everyone was doing that which was right in their own eyes. And I don't believe that's just a sign of non-Christians. I believe it's a sign of so many Christians today have swallowed the deceitful message, hook, line, and sinker, that once they know Christ, then they are free to do and live however they want to. But the Bible says the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so I just ask God to come and bring repentance to the church, a cleansing in the house of God, and a cleansing in our nation. In Jesus' name, would you help me pray? Father, we need you. We need a cleansing, O God, in Jesus' name. And the hope of our nation is the church. If my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, said I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin and heal their land. We do need a healing in Jesus' name, and I believe it can come. I'm still praying, believing that revival is going to break out in 1,000 cities in our nation. Believe it. And so we're going to have to set our face to seek the Lord. Can we set our face to seek the Lord with all of our heart, soul, mind, body, and strength? Here's Godfrey Bertel. I'm going to set my face to seek the Lord. my wonderful God, Godfrey Birtle. I'm going to set my face to seek the Lord. My wonderful God, He is Jehovah Sitkanu, our righteousness. He is Jehovah Makedes, our sanctification. He is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd. Jehovah Nisi, our victory, our banner, our rear guard. He is a wonderful, wonderful God. And we are so very thankful and grateful that we know Him today. Yes, we are. Well, we appreciate you being a part of BPN Radio. Today we've been praying for revival in America, praying for the first presidential debates for tonight. We know the solution is not in another man or woman, but the solution is in revival, another spiritual awakening. And we're praying for that those events this afternoon, tonight. And if you have a prayer request, you can go to bpnradio.com and you can put in your prayer request. If you would like to be a prayer leader, go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and click on 1,000 BPN prayer leaders. And there you can register and be a part of the 1,000 prayer leaders. We'll send you a weekly list of prayers that you can include in your prayer gathering. There's a place to submit your prayer request. And our producer, Michael Schonborn, now has daily Christian news that is on that you can listen to. And then if you have missed a program, you can listen again. All of our archives are up and running. And so if you miss any interviews, any programs, you can just go by Miss the Radio Show, listen again, click on the headphones, and you can listen again. Thank you for praying with us today here on this Thursday on BPN Radio. We'll be back tomorrow at this same time or any time as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.